Recess!
Yeah.
Pure joy, right?
I remember that. I remember how great it felt. And I think most of us felt that way as kids. But now, the funny thing is we tend to think of working out as a chore, as something that we have to make ourselves do. So what happened there? That's our order of business today on The Magic Pill from WBUR. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips. It's day two. And you're right, Carrie. For so many of us, the idea of exercise just immediately makes us cringe.
Mm-hmm.
But what's weird is that as kids, we didn't think of it that way. And somewhere along the way, we just stopped having fun.
I know. Or worse, my colleague Louise Kennedy and I talk about how we think we were polluted by gym at school, including the hideous blue and white gym suits that we were forced to wear.
I don't like going to a gym because it reminds me of being in gym class, and that makes me feel fat and inadequate and clumsy and stupid, and those are not things I like to feel.
Who does like to feel those things? And yet, a lot of us do feel them, which is a problem. Research suggests, and it's common sense, too, that this feeling of failure makes us dislike exercise. Michelle Seeger, a fitness motivation expert, says we've been taught to think about exercise in a way that makes us not want to do it at all. She cites a telling study.
They randomized people to two groups. One was told that a 1 mile walk was exercise, for exercise, and the other was told that the walk, the 1 mile walk, the exact same walk, was for fun. And at the end of the walk, and this finding was replicated, the people who were told that the walk was exercise had worst moods, basically were more depleted from taking the walk, and they ate worse food choices.
Carrie, this is really fascinating. At the beginning of a yoga class, they always ask us to set our intention. Isn't it interesting how just setting the intention that exercise is fun changes the experience? Let's break this down. There are two things you can do right now, today, to change what exercise means to you.
Okay.
First, give yourself a break already. Just promise yourself today, I'm not going to dwell on all this. And then ask yourself, really think about this, Carrie. What were some of the things you used to like to do for physical activity?
Okay, so we have to try to find the thing that we know we like. It's so obvious, but it's so true. If you hate it, you're just not going to do it. Louise Kennedy was actually able to figure that out.
I loved my bicycle. I still love my bicycle. So maybe that's the question, is to stop saying I hate exercise and to say I love riding my bike, you know, and let's just not call it exercise.
So, Carrie, the other side of the coin is that if you don't like what you're doing, you'll get caught in a cycle of failure.
So cycle of failure, meaning that you keep thinking you're going to exercise, but then you don't because you don't really want to do it, and then you feel bad about it, and then it all just makes you feel worse?
Yeah, well, think about it. Without joy, you lose your confidence, and exercise is just another thing to feel guilty about. It's just another thing on your checkoff list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to help you avoid. So here's the one simple assignment for today. Just think about which forms of physical activity, of exercise, you really enjoy. It can be anything from walking to gardening to dancing, you name it.
And here's another analogy from Michelle Seeger that I have to say just totally twisted my head around. She points out that we're taught to do exercise in this very prescriptive way, like at a certain intensity, do this much of it, check your heart rate, breathe harder, it doesn't count.
Now, sidestep over to another topic. Imagine how people would feel about sex if they were prescribed how to do it. Get in this position, breathe at this, you know, rate. I mean, think about it. It would turn even something as glorious as sex into a chore. So I think it's really interesting to think about the idea that we believe it's okay to tell people how to use their bodies in ways related to physical activity without any negative consequences, when in this other realm of living, we would never consider it.
Right, Eddie? So, like, you don't tell your patients how to have sex, correct?
No, I don't even know if there's a billing code for that one.
I'm kind of glad there's not. So here's a bit of inspiration from some people who figured out how to make working out enjoyable even early in the morning. It's the November Project, a free fitness group here in Boston that meets 3 mornings a week at the unholy hour of 6:30.
Turning in 3 big bears. bear hugs to people that you've never seen before. Oh, have a great day!
So that's the bottom line today, Eddie, right? Like, it's just gotta be fun. You have to enjoy it. And for what it's worth, oftentimes the more you do something, the more you enjoy it. So tomorrow we'll take on the elephant in the room, weight, as in on the scale.
But meanwhile, today's song is Every Time by The Penthouse.
Time she drops someone new. Likes to chase, likes to chase. She's in line for every time he wants to do the things he loves, the things he wants to do.
She gets away.